25 to 12 on Christmas morning with the Eagles and I Can't Tell You Why. Hi to all the telephonists in the Drogheda Telephone Exchange, namely Peggy and also Ornia, who had a birthday yesterday, 21 no less. Happy birthday for yesterday, Ornia. The two Maries, also Liz and also Anne, who's just arrived late, and also Deirdre. So hi to all of you in the telephone exchange in Drogheda, and for you it's the Little River Band, and this is Reminiscing. Which we'll be doing at 12 o'clock when we join Gary Owen for Soundtrack of the 60s. Today there's music by the Beach Boys, the Beatles, the Miracles, Peter, Paul and Mary, the Human Beans, the Capitals, also Bobby Rydell, the Rascals, and a great band called Strawberry Alarm Clock. That's all in Soundtrack of the 60s today at 12 o'clock, and that's with Gary Owens. Hi, Andy. What a great name. Happy Christmas. Also, PJ, James, Rory and Joe, they're all nurses busy working today, and for you, it's Men at Work.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. She said, do you come from a land down under? Football.
John and Joanna Hall and a song called Power here on Christmas morning. It's now coming up to 11:45, and Flowers by Elizabeth, who are providing you with music for this hour, would like to say hello to Pat Duffy, who dropped in the Santa Claus suit. So good morning, Pat, and a very happy Christmas from Milo and Anne-Marie. 604-043 if there's something you'd like to hear between now and 12 o'clock.
It started out in innocence, the way that most things do. A thousand people crammed in one place, but the only face was you. I grabbed your hand and we raced out, hardly said a word. I'd only seen you for a minute, but I was round in third. And we traded on our backgrounds. You mentioned I seemed shy. Then you laughed.
Especially for Jude. And that was by Randy Edelman, called Uptown Uptempo Woman. Good morning to Anne from husband Terry, and also to sons Eric and Carl, who are listening to us at the moment on their new radio. So good morning, Eric. Good morning, Carl. Anne and Terry in Blanchard Sound.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of. it's up to you, New York, New York.
Frank Sinatra and New York, New York for Ann and Terry and Eric and Carl in Blanchardstown. Also for Mr. and Mrs. Madden and Fiona and Jenny with lots of love from Martin and a very happy Christmas to you. And a call to Helen and also Gerard and Helen's son, whose name I don't have at the moment. Gerard's hard at work on security this morning. And to Hillary and Ted O'Keefe, and Robbie and Adam with love from Rachel. This is David Essex and a song all about a winter's tale.
The nights are colder now. Maybe I should close the door. And anyway, the snow has covered all your footsteps, and I can follow you no more. The fire still burns at night. My memories are warm and clear. But everybody knows it's hard to be alone at this time of year. It was only a winter's day, just another winter's day. And why should the world take notice of one more love that's failed? A love that can never be. Just another winter's tale. While I stand alone, a bell is ringing far away. I wonder if you hear. If you're listening, I wonder where you are today. Good luck, I wish you well. For all that wishes may be worth. I hope that love and strength are with you for the length of your time on earth. It was all. One more love that's failed. It's a love that can never be. We meant a lot to you and me. On a worldwide scale, we're just another winter's tale. Just another winter's day.
Lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ashtray. Lying cold the way you left them, but at least your lips caress them while you pass. or the leprin on a half-filled cup of coffee that you fought and didn't drink. But at least you thought you wanted it. That's so much more than I can say for me. Why don't you give the road?
Look great in ankle boots from Griffiths. You know the boot place on the corner of Wicklow Street? Any style, any colour, and the price is right too. Boots to show off in from Griffiths, that's what they are. She can't beat a bit of style. Look what they did for me.
Well, 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 guess who's run out of soft toys then? The bearded wonder himself. I told him he wouldn't have enough. Would he listen? Oh no. And guess who's got to get him out of trouble? Me. The wonder comes to the rescue. But of course, I have the situation under control. I'll pop down to White Spot, Art's Corner, get the groceries and the soft toys, and if I've any change, I'm getting myself a box of chocolates, and no one is getting any.
Whatever's to be got, you'll get at White Spot. White Spot, Art's Corner, Phibsborough.
And by the way, White Spot asked me to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, all right?
All the latest looks for spring in a great New Year's sale. Collage quilted rainwear by Michael Mortel, pure wool coats by Doreen, £30 off. Three-quarter length wool mix jackets worth £37.99, now £29.99. There's so much at the great Mirror Mirror New Year's sale. Starting 11 a.m. on the 28th of December. ILAC Centre starts 29th. Worth looking into.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 819 kHz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's midday. I'm Sybil Fennell. Good afternoon. Hundreds of people's Christmas holiday plans could be in ruins following the collapse of the cut-price travel firm Magic Bus. Many travellers are trapped at home, and those lucky enough to get away may find that they have to pay for their tickets again before they're allowed to board their coaches. The company has collapsed with debts of well in excess of £200,000. In Galway, thousands of people who arrived home for the holidays had to walk or hitchhike because of the strike which has hit bus services in the west. The dispute between 100 drivers and conductors and CIE stopped all city buses in Galway yesterday, as well as a number of expressway cross-country services. Trains to and from Galway have not been affected so far. Detectives in Liverpool are investigating the death of a man in the city in the early hours of this morning. It's believed that the remains have been badly charred and a post-mortem examination is to be carried out later today. In England, scores of residents have been evacuated from a block of flats in Manchester after having what police are describing as a miraculous escape. An explosion and a fire ripped through the four-story block just before dawn. Five homes were destroyed and six others were severely damaged. There are no reports, however, of any serious injuries. The explosion is thought to have been caused by a gas leak. In Dublin, £6,000 was stolen last night by a youth from the International Potato Company in Smithfield. But three youths who tried to rob Quinsworth's supermarket in Artane in Dublin last night were detected by the security staff. The youths managed to escape, but without any cash. President Hillary has sent Christmas greetings to all the people of Ireland and to their relatives and friends throughout the world. In particular, he extended a special greeting to the old, the ill and the lonely, and to those who be away from home over Christmas. Dr. Hillary also called for a spirit of cooperation to guide Irish people's actions during the year ahead. And the weather forecast, mainly dry this Christmas Day, with good sunny spells in most areas. The winds are light and southwesterly, decreasing during the afternoon. Temperatures will reach about 8 degrees this afternoon and fall no lower than 2 degrees tonight. It will be mild and cloudy this evening, so there's no white Christmas this year, I'm afraid.
Radio Nova.
Hi there, this is Gary Owens, and welcome to Soundtrack of the 60s. 10 years of music and magic that changed our lives. For the next 3 hours, we'll hear the soundtrack to our memories. We'll chat with the leader of one of the most successful bands of the late 60s, Danny Hutton of Three Dog Night. We'll look at one of the most significant events in the history of American pop music and bring you the hits that you want to hear. That and much, much more is coming up on Soundtrack of the 60s.
One, two, three, five!